Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the El Dorado Hotel Casino. On the broadcast today, Dennis Myers, news editor for the Reno News and Review, for the whole show on our all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the El Dorado Hotel Casino, who have been kind enough to lend us this fabulous room to use as a studio where our new studio is being rebuilt. Dennis Myers is here. He's the news editor for the Reno News and Review. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Good to be here, Sam.
What sparked my wanting to have you on the program was a recent article you wrote, and you write some of the most fabulous pieces because of your historical knowledge of what goes on in Nevada, so we're all very appreciative of that. But the war on drugs and trying to restrict voting patterns, I thought was fascinating. Would you illuminate people on what the basis was for the story?
Well, since 1988, Nevada's had a program called Motor Voter, where you can register to vote at the Department of Motor Vehicles. And it has always been a disappointment, as it has in other states. And the assumption was always that if you make it easier for people to vote, to register to vote, they'll turn out more. It hasn't really panned out that way. And there's another theory that political parties do not particularly like, that political scientists have tracked the number of people who are no longer allowed to vote because of their criminal convictions. And since the 1960s, the decline in voter turnout has tracked pretty closely with the consequences of state legislators passing get tough on crime bills. Increased penalties, new crimes created, parole more difficult to get, all of those things have increased the number of prison inmates in the country to the point that we have an incarceration rate unlike any other democracy. And as a consequence, more and more people have been made ineligible to vote. Now, the war on drugs is certainly a part of that. That's probably the biggest component, and also the biggest component of relatively nonviolent convictions that have disenfranchised people so that they can't vote anymore. And the consequences of the result may be that rather than people not being able to get registered to vote or being, or, you know, because they of their busy lives, the problem may have been that we've made people ineligible to vote, and that's why, in such numbers, that that's why the voter turnout rate has been going down. You may recall the Florida recount between Bush and Gore. Well, at that time, one-third of black Floridians were ineligible to vote. One-third.
It's astounding.
And here in Nevada in 1998, Senator Reid won re-election by fewer than 500 votes. Well, at that time, there were 10,500 African-Americans in Nevada who could not vote because of criminal convictions. So, and the interesting thing about this is the Democrats have joined in this whole get tough on crime thing all the way since the 1960s.
Right. I mean, Dick Bryan, for example, you remember his campaign commercials where he was slamming the jail door shut as part of his campaign commercials. So Democrats were just as tough on crime because that was the mode of the country.
I call it locking up the Democratic base.
It's fascinating. And also different rules in terms of the drugs that white Americans were taking versus the drugs that African Americans were taking, which resulted in heavier penalties for African Americans than it did for...
That came in the 1990s. There was a federal law passed that made the penalty for rock cocaine heavier than the penalty for powdered cocaine. Rock cocaine being used mostly by blacks, powdered cocaine being used mostly by whites. Both of them biochemically identical, though. And as a result, not only were there were more people sent away for longer periods of time who were black, but whites tended to be diverted into rehabilitation programs rather than being sent to prison, which meant that eventually their record could be wiped out entirely and they wouldn't suffer from disenfranchisement of their right to vote.
You know, it's interesting. We've debated this issue on the program many times, which is voter ID. And the ACLU came on the program and said that they thought that it was about 10% of Nevadans who didn't have ID. And I just find that difficult to believe, just in the sense that almost everything you do in your daily life requires an ID.
I do, too, and I'm not sure where the figure comes from. Figures that I've seen tend to be lower. They tend to be in single digits, but there is a percentage of people who don't have IDs. When you get older, you stop driving, you don't necessarily have a reason to renew your driver's license anymore, particularly if you're in the bosom of a family that takes care of you. Racial minorities and poor whites have always been reluctant to bring themselves to the attention of the system in some ways. And so there's a certain percentage of them who... Corey Farley did a fascinating column one time of this one person who was trying to go through life without anybody knowing it, did not have a identification, cashed her paychecks at a casino, didn't have a bank account, didn't have anything to so that society would know that she was there. I always thought that was... I'd love to know whatever happened to her, whether in this post September 11th world, she can still do that.
And, you know, today, if you go to a casino, you would have to show ID to be able to cash a check. I mean, there's just almost...
Unless you were the employee at the casino.
Well, but you would still have to have some form of identification then within the casino, but I get your point. But it just is a fascinating topic, and I am totally in favor, as a taxpayer, of funding whatever is necessary to get people IDs that can't afford IDs, mm-hmm. and to give people help to be able to get an ID. It just seems that I don't know how you function in this society unless you're so invalid that you're actually not going out of your house, which would then suggest that you are likely not to be a voter. But that shouldn't be a reason not to have that ID. Let's take a break. We'll come back more with Dennis Myers after this.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully's Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Dennis Myers. He's the news editor of the Reno News and Review. Did you have something you wanted to add onto the previous part of our conversation?
No, I must say I'm in sympathy with people who want to walk through this life undisturbed. And, you know, if they can manage to do it without identification, that's fine with me.
But now, you know,
To get registered, you have to provide identification at that point. What we're talking about with voter ID is whether you have to provide it at the polling place. But nobody can get registered without identification.
And it's an ongoing battle. I guess, in the end, I don't really care. As long as I get to vote, and people who want to vote get to be able to vote, that's fine. But I really do see both sides of this issue.
Well, when you consider that we're creating programs like Motor Voter to get people to vote, and then creating voter ID programs to prevent some of them from voting, there's a clash of public policy there.
Well,
we have to drag people kicking and screaming to the polls anyway.
Right, but I mean, I think the other side of that is that, you know, people... We want them to go and vote, but we don't want them to vote if they're not the actual person who's supposed to be voting.
Does that happen?
Oh, very rarely. I'm not disagreeing on that.
Alan Glover, I asked him. He's the voter registrar in Carson City. One time, I asked him, "How many cases of voter fraud have you been?" He came up with one. It took him a while to think of one, but he heard about a family. They were at Thanksgiving, and one of the people said, "I took Grandma to vote during early voting." And one of the other kids said, "But I took her to vote on election day." Well, that was the only case of voter fraud he knew of in his entire time, 20 years as clerk treasurer of Carson City. I had the same assurance with Dan Burke here in Washoe County. Now, if all this voter fraud is going on that we're trying to prevent, where is it?
I don't know. And part of that may be, and I'm just playing devil's advocate here, is we don't know what we don't know. So there may be voter fraud that we haven't caught. I don't know.
Sam, that most voter fraud takes place on the voting end, or rather on the counting end, where voter ID isn't a factor, not at the polling place. I mean, who's going to go to the trouble of failing to cancel their registration at their last address so that they can vote twice? Do you really think there's a lot of people out there like that?
I don't. I have empathy for both sides of the issue. I just think that, you know, if I leave this hotel room and I go downstairs to the coffee shop and I want to pay with my credit card, they're going to ask me for ID. If I go anywhere in Las Vegas to try and pay for something with my credit card, they're going to ask me for ID. I mean, there's almost nothing that I can do. If I get pulled over in my car, they're going to ask me for my ID. If I'm walking down the street jaywalking and the police stop me, they're going to ask me for my ID. It's part of. Now, let's go back to the other issue you brought up, which I wanted to address, which was the privacy issue. What's amazing is that people want to be off the grid. That's a percentage. But the huge percentage of people with smartphones who are on Facebook and all these other applications and social media giving away everything.
Absolutely.
And doing it freely of their own free will.
And worrying like crazy about identity theft while they are doing all these things that brings them to attention. I know. I'm relatively careful with what happens to my Social Security number, for example. I've gotten all my credit cards without providing it. You don't need a Social Security number to get a library card. At least you didn't when I got one. There are ways to protect yourselves, but some people give information away like it's cookies, and
literally cookies on the internet.
Yeah, I don't understand it. They're not very careful at all.
Well, because I think that they have decided that the opportunity to gain access to all the information on the World Wide Web. I mean, for example, if you want to be on the New York Times website, you have to accept cookies, which means that they can track you. If you don't accept cookies, you don't get to be on their website. So this wealth of information that you would want to access is also providing the New York Times company and their affiliates with information on what you read, what you purchase, what you've looked at. And then, of course, you have the tracking of where, you know, this, what they call stalking, of where you look an item that you might want to purchase, like a pair of shoes or whatever, and you don't make that purchase, and then for the next 3 months, every time you pop a page on the web, suddenly that pair of shoes shows up, and you're being stalked. So it's interesting that, yes, people want their privacy in one place, and yet they're giving up so much, and they have no idea how much they're giving up.
And big corporations, as we found out with groups like Target, cannot really promise us that that information is secure either.
There is nothing secure.
Yeah. There's all those people out there trying to find it.
Yes, they are. And they're finding it. We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We represent the key component of Governor Sandoval's new Nevada: economic diversification through economic development. National competition demands we must maintain this momentum because newly developing industries require creative solutions. The things you do today will affect our tomorrow. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Home of the Week, brought to you by Marshall Realty. If you want your home featured on TV, call Marshall Realty today.
Car trouble happens. It's inconvenient, costly, and sometimes even dangerous. Unless you've got this, a AAA card, same size as a credit card, but it's actually a Get It card. Need a tow? Tire change? Battery? Get It. 24/7, all by AAA certified road service technicians. And a AAA card goes with you, no matter whose vehicle you're in. How much for all this peace of mind? Only $56 a year. Call now and get it.
Get this beverage container free. Visit AAA.com/get it or call 1-844-867-3731.
With a AAA card, you get 24/7 emergency roadside service for just $56 a year. And discounts on purchases that can save you more than $56 a year. At places like Century Theaters, Reebok Outlets, Lens Crafters, auto repairs at any AAA-approved facility, and more. All for a price our members think is worth every penny. Only $56 a year. Call now and get it.
Get this hot and cold beverage container free. Visit AAA.com/get it or call AAA now at 1-844-867-3731.
Home prices continue to go up and inventory is still low. If you want top price for your house, now is a great time to sell. And with Marshall Realty's 90-day sold or I buy it guarantee, you are assured to take advantage of the seller's market. Call Marshall Realty today to see how much your home is worth.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Dennis Myers. He's the news editor of the Reno News and Review, a longtime journalist in our state. I remember coming to Nevada in 1978 and watching you and Ed Pierce on Face the State, interviewing Supreme Court justices, and my jaw would drop because I had no idea what you guys were talking about because you were so deep in the weeds, but I learned from you, and I appreciate that.
And he and I are both still at it.
Yes, you are. Let's talk about what's going on with the political parties and the end game for this election cycle, which is where the parties take control and they have superdelegates on both sides. And all these new voters who are coming into the process for Bernie and for Trump and for Ted Cruz are finding out they're getting scammed.
Well, it's part of the process, part of the territory. Sanders knew that going in, that there was such a thing as superdelegates. Bernie Sanders is a superdelegate. He's from Vermont.
But will he vote for himself? No, I'm kidding.
I mean, it's not exactly a surprise. So you, as part of your strategy, you count that in and plan for it. Superdelegates, at least on the Democratic side, were designed to protect the party from itself. If the party was going to nominate someone crazy, the superdelegates will pull.
Or out there like Bernie Sanders. We won't call him crazy.
And that wasn't the way it worked, at least this year. You know, 400 of those superdelegates were committed before a vote had been cast, before anybody knew how the primaries and caucuses were going to go. Dina Titus of Nevada committed well before anybody else. And that's not pulling the party back from someone that, you know, that they don't want them to nominate. That's just, you know, politics.
Right, but for the new people who are coming in, who are excited by the message of Bernie Sanders to get free university, free everything, free medical care, be more like Europe, the Donald Trumps, you know, make America great again. They're all excited about this, but a lot of people haven't followed up and read how the structure of the parties work and operate, and so even Donald Trump is saying, well, you know.
Well, I don't blame their supporters at all. I'd be upset, too. I was upset when the superdelegates were created. And, you know, I mean, how do you have a Democratic Party that's not Democratic?
Right.
And, you know, this is pure undemocracy. I don't think they should be part of the system. The fact is, though, that they are. And you've got to accommodate it in how you go about running for president.
Okay, you've studied politics for a long, long time. Do you think that at the end of this election cycle, or even at the end of the conventions, when the nominees are finally named, of who the presidential candidates are going to be and their running mates, do you think there's going to be somewhat of a revolution? Are people going to be out in the streets, you know, marching, demanding fairness, creating a third party of some kind? Or do you think it's just going to go back to life as normal? Because this is the first time I've seen this many people this excited, because there's been so many people, because of the recession, disenfranchised financially.
I think that we go through this periodically. Estes Kefauver in 1952, Robert Kennedy in 1968, Bernie Sanders now. Economic populists, insurgents, who really posed a threat to the Democratic Party as it existed. And this, we're in a period where the corruption of the political system is so deep and wide that I think it's a positive, encouraging sign that people are this upset about it. We're slowly eliminating the middle class. The anger, the distress out there is very real. People are working two jobs and not being able to get
by. All right, but we've only got... Hang on, we've got a minute and a half left. There are people from all over the world trying to come to this country whether it's across the borders or through ports of entry, because this is the country of economic opportunity, and they are realizing that. Mm-hmm. Perhaps part of the problem is that we have become too complacent as a nation. We have expected too much to stay the same when nothing stays the same, and people need to adjust to the relevant times, and that's the way you build back into the middle class.
You know, I was raised by a mother who stayed at home. My father worked. His single income, he was a barber on Center Street in Reno. His single income, we bought a house that contained three apartments, two rooms that we rented out on Maple Street in Reno. The monthly payment on that house was $200 a month. People could do that then. They could get by with one income. You can't have a stay-at-home parent anymore. The family can't get by that way. It's impossible. That's how things have happened since the middle class was created.
All right. This is a topic for another day, because this is mm-hmm. such a deep and interesting topic, because at this point in time, how many people would want to stay at home and give up their career? It's a whole different world.
But my point is, that's a separate question.
Yeah, my point is that the world changes, America changes, and we have to adapt. And adaptation is what's needed. But immigrants have already got this figured out, and they're working their way towards the middle class. That's what we've got to leave. Dennis Weiss, thank you, sir. We'll be right back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We worked for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
At Palace Jewelry and Loan and All American Jewelry and Loan, you'll always find stores full of treasures, but none so valued as our customers. For a combined 78 years, we've been locally owned, and we've always enjoyed serving the needs of our communities. We have great gift ideas, cash to loan on anything of value, and we pay top dollar for scrap gold. Palace Jewelry and Loan in downtown Reno across from the El Dorado, and All American Jewelry and Loan across from Kmart and Sparks.
We've always been one family. Now we're one operation at two convenient locations.
Back in 2008, over 77,000 Nevada homes faced foreclosure, making us the foreclosure capital of America. I was determined to stand up for Nevada.
As Attorney General Catherine Cortez Masto fought back, praised by Republicans and Democrats, she held banks accountable and helped get $1.9 billion for Nevada homeowners.
I'm Catherine Cortez Masto. I approve this message because I've spent my career solving problems. Isn't that something we need more of in Washington?
Watch Lawyers, Guns, and Money with criminal defense attorney David Houston every Sunday afternoon at 4:30 on KRNV News 4. This Sunday, internationally recognized expert on the Indochina POW-MIA issue, Dr. Jeffrey Donahue, returns to discuss the POWs in Laos, abandoned by the U.S. government after the war in Vietnam. Lawyers, Guns, and Money focuses on issues and people that make a difference in your life. Join criminal defense attorney David Houston this Sunday afternoon at 4:30 here on KRNV News 4.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
Thanks to the El Dorado Hotel Casino for our studio. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.